This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors of Cleveland and Chattanooga. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Tennessee. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is Josh Rogers at the Wholesale Supplier Group. Josh, thank you for being with us and being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Hey, thanks, Scott. I really appreciate it and glad to be here with you today.
Yeah, well, it's our pleasure. But for, as we met here today to learn a little bit more about Wholesale Supply Group and what you offer to the community. So if you don't care, let's just jump in and you tell me about the business.
Sounds great. Yeah, so Wholesale Supply is a plumbing, electrical, and HVAC supplier. We also have bath and lighting galleries, bath and lighting showrooms is what we really like to call them, with 32 locations in 5 different states. We've been in business almost 80 years, third generation family owned and operated business. We're headquartered in Cleveland. It's where we were founded at back in the 1940s. But we've got locations all around Southeast Tennessee and North Georgia, ranging from Chattanooga to Athens to Dalton and Dayton, Tennessee, Dalton, Georgia, Chatsworth, even over into Murphy, North Carolina. So we kind of cover the 5 states, as I mentioned. 23 of our stores, I believe, are in Tennessee. We've got 3 in North Carolina, 4 in Georgia, 2 in Kentucky, and then 1 in Scottsboro, Alabama. So we've got about 250 team members throughout the company, and we're here to supply all your projects and all your needs.
Okay. And because your company name is Wholesale Supply, am I correct in assuming that you do sell to the general public also?
We absolutely do. So that's what really separates us apart from a lot of our competitors in this space. A lot of competitors that we go up against every day, you have to have a contractor's license or a plumber's license or electrician's license or HVAC license. The only really kind of restriction that we have for wholesale is in that HVAC world. You kind of have to have somebody that has one of those EPA cards, just kind of federal government regulation and stuff. But other than that, man, we sell to everybody, anybody who's got cash or card or whatever it is. So, and that's something that we really pride ourselves on. Wholesale Supply is, like we kind of mentioned before, is a family owned and operated business, but we're also a community business. We're, you know, one of our main kind of core strategies and core beliefs is that we support the communities that support us. And so by being open to the public is kind of our biggest tagline that we have. That's one of our big things is making sure everyone knows that, you know, whether you're a builder or a contractor or whether you're just the neighbor down the street, Wholesale Supplies is open to you.
Okay. Did I understand you to say it's a family owned business?
It is, yeah. So my grandfather, Lloyd Rogers, started in this business when he was just in high school. He went to the old Bradley Central High School, where I guess Ocoee Middle School is now here in Cleveland. And he played football, played baseball, played a bunch of different sports and athletics. And he lived way out almost towards Chatsworth, way out like Buck's Pocket, like real far away. And he had to find a ride home every night. And so a lot of times back in the day, you know, he would hitchhike home actually after school to be able to, because he had sports practice and he didn't have nobody to take him. And one day somebody said, "Hey, Lloyd, why don't you go down there?" Which was then, it was D&H Builder Supply. And back then they just sold concrete blocks. And they said, "Why don't you go down there and get a job? And after, you know, after work every day, one of those guys, they live out that way and they can drive you home." And so he ended up kind of changing his course load at Bradley, started taking more kind of accounting classes in high school, and ended up becoming kind of the accountant and kind of office manager for a while. And then after that, ended up buying into the company, being a shareholder, and then became the president and was the president of the company for over 50 years. My father, Jeff, my grandfather's still with us, but he's since retired due to some medical things. And he's at home now, kind of relaxing and hanging out. And my father, Jeff, took over the business about 4 or 5 years ago after my grandfather retired. And so, I'm lucky and blessed to be a part of it. And I handle all the marketing, advertising, public relations, employee relations, and also governmental relations at the state and local and national level as well. And so I've got three daughters. I don't think any of them want to be a part of the business. Maybe some. They say they have jobs here. They're 9, 7, and 2. So our 9-year-old and 7-year-old, one of them's the creative director and one of them's the marketing assistant. So basically they come in, sit in dad's office and boss me around or go around and go see the showroom or, you know, just hang out on their phone and just have a fun time whenever they come in. So hopefully one day it might be four generations, you know. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Your girls will probably surprise you one day to step up. So
I hope so, you know, but at the same time, they're both huge into dance and in school and everything else. And so, we just want them to chase their dreams. Absolutely. If their dream isn't wholesale, then fine by me, go out and find, you know, do something that you love. And I think that's really, you know, being a third generation person, you know, a family member in this business.
Yeah,
that's what my father always wanted us to do. My grandfather as well, is just find something that we loved and what we wanted to do. I've got three brothers and a sister. There's five of us. I'm the only one that works here in the family business. And I think that really shows not that they didn't want to be a part of it, but they really love something else. And that they kind of wanted to go and do something and go and chase after their dreams and everything. Sure. And so, I think that's really kind of what sets us apart is, and what is really great about it is it's not one of those businesses where it's like family. We've got 250 team members, like I said before, and every person that works for us and works at Wholesale Supply, we're all one big family. And even our customers, we don't call them just customers. We call them a part of our family of customers because we truly believe that, you know, God called us to make an impact and make a difference in the communities that we serve. And those communities are different communities, right? It's not just Cleveland and Bradley County. It's also the community here at Wholesale. It's the customers in our showrooms and on our counters. That's a community as well. So we're here to serve everyone.
Absolutely. That sounds like an amazing family success story.
Well,
we were talking about, you know, maybe sometimes people might not realize that you're open to the general public. Being that that's probably one myth or misconception you've dispelled here today. Is there anything else that kind of stands out that sometimes people don't know about what y'all do there?
Yeah, I think the big thing is a lot of people just didn't know who we are and what we are. I've been in the business for about 10 years now. And like I said, we've been in business over 80 years. And I'm a graduate of Lee University here in town. And you know, I even had professors that have been in this community for a long time. They said, "Where are you going to go work?" And I said, "Wholesale Supply." And no clue, you know, no clue. And and I think that it was just one of the big things was just kind of branding, right? When you hear the name Wholesale Supply, you're thinking that like maybe they just sell to other retailers, or maybe they sell to just plumbers or builders, or maybe they don't sell to the public. And so we've really pushed that open to the public mentality. And because it's, like we said, we want people to do business locally. That is one of the biggest things that I talk about in my public life. One of the biggest things that I know that our Home Builders Association pushes, our local and our state level Home Builders Association really pushes, is doing local business with local vendors. But at the same time, that goes for the general public as well. There are a lot of amazing, great local businesses that you can eat, that you could go and shop at, whether it's restaurants, whether it's home furnishings, whether it's plumbing, building, whatever it might be, whether it's your local car dealerships or whether it's your local mechanics. Shopping local, doing business local keeps your tax dollars local, which then allows you to reinvest back into the communities that you serve. And not to say that the big box retailers or the major corporations don't do it for the right reasons. I'm not saying that at all. But being local and being hyper local, supporting local, is something that we really, truly believe in and really try and encourage in all facets of our life.
I love the way you describe the company and mixing it with family and personal, because it's, to you, it's all one the same, I'm sure. I was thinking, the company's been around that long. Are there any hardships or life challenges, you might say, that company rose above and now you can say it's stronger or better for it?
Yeah, absolutely. 2007 and 2008, right? I mean, just stamp those days in history. You know, there are major life-turning events all throughout the history of the entire world, and for the plumbing and electrical and for the housing markets and the housing and the building industry, what we're in, the housing crisis of 07 and 08 it was hard, right? We, at one point, you know, we have 32 locations, and also about 150,000 square foot distribution center that's located here in Cleveland as well. But before that, we were like 41, 42 maybe locations throughout the Southeast. And we ended up having to close like 6 or 7 stores during 07, 08, 09. And lay off a lot of people that I've known my entire life, people who were amazing people. It was not their fault. It wasn't our fault. It was, you know, view how you want to view it, right? Was it the banks? Was it the stock market, the stock exchange? Was it the government? You know, whoever it was, but you know, the housing market crashed and it was hard. It took a long time, about 4 or 5 years, to really bounce back from the low lows to the highs. And then obviously COVID as well. You know, here it comes again in 2020, you know, 2021 with COVID, where everything shuts down, where, you know, people aren't doing building. And for whatever reason, I think that really going through 07, 08, 09, 2010, going through that time frame really opened up a lot of eyes in our industry and especially in our business that said, you know, we've seen this before, right? Like, we know what we need to do when COVID came around. Like, we know what we need to do. Obviously, we need to stay safe. We need to stay healthy. We need to do all those things. But also, what do we need to do for our business? And so what we learned back then, we kind of used a lot of that in 2020, 2021, and in those times, in the COVID years, right? And it allowed us to stay profitable. It actually... I think God really blessed us over the past 4 or 5 years. We've seen record growth year after year, the highest sales that we've ever done. Our business and our team members have grown exponentially. Our outside sales force, which is really, you know, one of the core things that we're moving forward with, people going out and calling on those major contractors, those major builders in the cities of like Nashville and Knoxville and even down into Atlanta and Charlotte and other places. We have seen just exponential growth and have been really blessed by it. And I think that it's just trying to stay true to who we are as a business, stay true to our faith, do the right things all the time, support our local community, and then they'll support us back. And by doing those things, it's been a good handful of years for us, even through 07 all the way up to 2024 now. So
It's good to hear companies that came through hardships and survived and lived to tell the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need more companies like yours around, you know, for the public. That's for sure. What's one thing, if there was a recurring theme that you hear from people maybe just coming in the first time, that they didn't know about you, or they were kind of shocked when they walked in and saw. Well, what's that one thing you wish our listeners knew about your business, your company?
I think I just wish they knew what all we had to offer, you know, and it's so much. Like, right, we have over 100,000 different items in our Cleveland store today, right? I mean, it's just so expansive, right? And obviously we really hit on it, you know, that we're open to the public, that anybody can come in. But honestly, like if you need your water heater repaired, if you need your water and like replacement parts, if you need a brand new water heater, if you need a tank or a tankless water heater, if you need septic materials because you're putting a septic tank in, if you need faucets, if you need lighting, if you need electrical, if you need HVAC, if you've got a clogged toilet or you've got a clogged sink, we have something for you. Like, right, we have repair parts, we have new build, we have construct, whatever it is. Like, we have so much stuff here. And we just want people to come in. Like, that's it. Yeah. Like, come in, see our service. And like the biggest thing that we really push is, you know, obviously we push the hyper local, the buy local, the open to the public. But one of our biggest statements is we're here to help. Like, that's our knowledge and our team members that we have. You go from the top to the bottom, right? From the people who have been here for 60 years to the people who have been here for a year. Every person that we have is just so knowledgeable, and it's so and just really works on training and everything else. So it's just been great.
Sometimes when we're in a certain industry, we get used to using, I call it jargon, you know, yeah, little phrases and words. So when you said HVAC, would you just kind of break that down? So anybody was scratching their head when you said that, thinking, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Heating, ventilation, air conditioning. So, you know, obviously like your thermostats, your HV, your units outside, whatever it is. So, you know, so heating, ventilation and air conditioning. So, okay. So that from that and septic stuff, like we've got a great brand called Infiltrator. So we can sell you a septic tank. We can sell you the field lines. We can sell you the pipe. We can sell you the fittings, whatever you need. So it's, we just do a whole bunch of different things. And we're in the process right now of launching a brand new website. And so we should have that coming out here pretty soon. And it's going to be able to explain a whole lot more than what our website currently is doing. And so we're hoping that will drive more traffic and more people into our locations.
Speaking of your website, supply our listeners out there with your contact information.
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way to find out about Wholesale is to visit our website, wholesalesupply.us. And you can go there, find a location near you. There's a location tab. Like I mentioned, we're getting ready to launch a new website here in the coming weeks. So be on the lookout for that. Also on that website, you can find all of our social media links. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and a whole bunch of other things as well. So you can always come check out those pages. Check out, I think we have a Pinterest page, and we're not on TikTok yet. And I've been asked to do it, but I'm just not great at it. So I'm waiting on maybe one of my kids, you know, the 9 or 7 year old to come up and be able to learn how to do it and use it properly. Maybe they could do it one day. But yeah, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, and you can always reach out to us through our website and find that location. And you can always call, send us an email, whatever it might be.
Go ahead and give us your telephone number.
Yeah, so we have very many, but if you have any questions, just because of all the different locations, our corporate number is 423-478-1191, and they can always point you. You'll go to like one of our call centers here at the corporate office. They can point you in the direction that you need. But if you're looking for a specific phone number for a specific store, check out that website, go to the locations page, and it will have all that information there listed.
That sounds awesome. We thank you, Josh. It was wonderful meeting you today, sir.
Thank you, absolutely.
For your time. We've enjoyed having you. And to all the good neighbors of Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Josh and learning more about the Wholesale Supply Group, we hope you will take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the products and services that they provide. Before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell of the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.